This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor in New England, where the autumn weather is predictable and lovely, cooling to the 40s, overcast, laden clouds with rain, big rain two nights ago, still running off the hill, and it's time to put the bulbs in and get ready for Thanksgiving, which I've been doing the last 12 hours. However, I go to New South Wales, Jeremy Zakas, who's in springtime. That means lots of rain, everything's green and beautiful, and something's moving in the garden or on the streets, especially in Queensland. Jeremy, didn't we discuss how the mild winter was going to lead to excessive number of bursts of snakes in come the springtime?
We did. And John, it has come true in Darling Downs, Queensland, which is basically the very southern part of Queensland near Brisbane. And it's a large district. It's a large area. So think about 60 miles long and probably really 60 miles deep as well. So this is a big part of Queensland. Well, this week, the number of snake bites for pets, snake bites for humans, and snake sightings has gone through the absolute roof. Brown snakes, great eastern brown snakes, red-bellied black snakes, pythons, you name it, they have seen it in Darling Downs in numbers never seen before. The snake catchers themselves are admitting now they are inundated so badly that they can't possibly respond to all the calls. And snake catchers are very good. They're very efficient. So they are able to get out quickly and deal with snakes very, very fast. But right now, there's just not enough of them to go around. And what's happened is exactly as we were fearing and we're talking about. Because we've had a winter where there were relatively cool cycles followed by warm cycles, which meant there was a lot of vegetation, which led to more mice and more small animals, which meant snakes that were kind of half hibernating, half waking up because of the warmer weather, had a lot more food, which meant then they were breeding a little bit earlier and having a couple of breeding cycles more than maybe they originally were going to, means that there are physically so many more snakes out there than ever before, that what we're seeing now is really the symptom and the outcome. So, John, there's estimates flying around everywhere, some saying it's about double what they saw last year, some saying possibly triple the number of snakes already. But honestly, I think that the thing we need to take away from this now is Australia is full of snakes. The snakes are absolutely on the move because the warm weather, the storm, the water, the rain, everything's making them move out of their natural habitat. And here in Sydney, I know, just speaking to people and monitoring our own sort of social media pages for our local district, there are also a lot of snakes on the move here, but we're talking tiger snakes and brown snakes and red bellies, so we don't get the pythons. But this is exactly as we all feared, John. The snakes are out. The snakes are there. I've been on Operation Snake Safe in my own backyard this morning, trying to get that lawn right down, pick up all the underbrush, make sure there's nothing slithering around that I don't want there. But this is it, John. This is what we feared. We have finally got to the point where we are just got a real problem with snakes.
Jeremy, remind the audience they might not have been taking notes these last years. Eastern brown and red-bellied black snake, is there a difference between them? Are they both dangerous?
They are both very dangerous. And the only real difference between them is their attack method and their speed. Eastern brown snakes and the brown snake family in general are much more aggressive. While they will try and back away from a human, they will try and get away, they are more likely to effectively fear that they can't get away and strike. So they will attack very, very fast. And when I say attack, they actually, like a cobra, get back on their bodies and effectively come out like a coiled spring, and they will attack before you know it. The red bellies, they're a little bit more docile. They're a little bit more relaxed in some ways. So if you see a red belly black, typically you can walk up to it and it won't do anything immediately. What it will do, it will kind of take stock of what you're doing, watch you very closely. Then if it's going to strike, while they do still strike relatively fast, they don't kind of have that springing action. It's more a long, slow, then sustained striking action. People who get bitten by red-bellied blacks are normally because they accidentally step on them or they've gone near a pond, because red-bellied blacks do like water more than brown snakes. And it's because people have been near the head, that's when the snake gets you. But unfortunately, in both cases, brown snakes, the venom will kill you within half an hour in some cases. And if up to an hour is normally where the fatal range is. So you can almost be assured that if you get bitten by a brown snake, there's a high chance you will die. The red-bellied blacks, interestingly enough, people do die from them, but most people actually suffer severe paralysis. The red-bellied black venom is actually designed to paralyze its prey, And with a human, we do effectively have the same response. We the limb will become paralyzed. There's likely to be long-term, if not permanent, tissue damage to the bite area. But people will tend to survive red-bellied black snake bites more if they get help, as opposed to the brown snake bites. So again, John, everybody's got to get that hospital treatment if you get bitten. But these are two very dangerous snakes.
A couple of weeks ago, we had a video from a snake catcher. I don't remember where, showing an eastern brown how fast they move. They can move as fast as a man can run over short distances. They're that fast. And when aroused, they will turn and strike. They will do it and then go back to fleeing. And Jeremy was impressed. He's seen brown snakes. I've never seen one, really, but I saw the video. Jeremy, you don't want to have anything to do with an eastern brown snake. Nothing. You'd be helpless if it was coming after you.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, many times growing up, because we live near a national park, and I like to go for a jog on the fire track, so you can imagine it's basically a nature trail in the bushland, and I've come across brown snakes where I haven't seen them till the last minute, and there was one in particular I used to call a Big Mama brown snake because she would always be around the same area of the fire track, and a couple of times I was caught out. I'd be running up, and I had noticed she was there and basically come within 3 feet of her. As soon as I stopped, I can tell you stop very, very quickly when you see a big brown snake. But as I was backing up, both times she reared up her head and was coming at me. And she was, I guess, doing a medium speed. She wasn't even going fast. But the reality was she was moving fast enough that if I hadn't immediately backed up, she would have been right on my ankles before I knew it. Other ones that I saw around the house growing up as well, when the snake catchers came out, they were moving easily maybe 2 or 3 meters a second in some cases. So that's very, very fast for a snake. In fact, the snake catchers that in the underbrush, when they saw the snake, disturbed it to where they had to basically put their foot down to catch its tail, it was about 2 or 3 meters ahead of where they had last seen it. And I saw a couple of times where snake caught the snake by effectively jumping 3 meters in the direction it was running to basically jump and catch the last bit of its tail. So these brown snakes, I've seen it with my own eyes, they are very, very fast and very, very quick to change direction as well. So you really can't mess with them. You've just got to be calm, just back away, and do not give them a reason to strike.
And those snakes are coming out in great numbers, and there's a storm, beautiful storm forming over all of Australia, but especially Queensland. So this is not a good night to be camping out. The storm coming, and the snakes do not like to get wet. They will be looking for dry places like your tent. We move on to ashes. There's reason to concern yourself with the Australian team. At the same time, there's odd news about the British team that makes you not worry so much about the Australian team. When we come back, Jeremy Zakas, my guide on cricket, late in life. I'm trying to pick up trash-talking a cricket match. And it's upcoming in a few weeks. It begins in November in Perth. Ashes, England versus Australia. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.